Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey now, and I would like to ask you a few questions about local issues. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment. And just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. Oh. What is your age?
37.
Okay, thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
The 8.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Kind of like, satisfied.
Sorry?
Satisfied.
Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Oh, satisfied. Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I would say I approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay. The first one, Joe Biden. How would you rate him?
About 80.
80? Okay. Republican Party.
I don't know who that is.
The Republican Party.
Oh, you said the Republican Party. Oh.
Yeah.
0. No, wait, no. Give me 10. 10.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
Out of 80.
J.D. Benz.
0.
He is the one who's running for vice president along Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's 0.
Okay. For Kamala Harris?
Out of 90.
Tommy Baldwin?
About 80.
Donald Trump?
0.
And Project 2025?
0.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Courtney West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Harris, Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know, now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means this is a very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025. which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates